And we're into the sequence of starting. So again, from the grandstand side, Brown, Drexel, Navy, then Washington, Stanford, and Wisconsin on the far side. Here we've got the countdown. And we have a race. Everyone's off cleanly. Good start. We've got pretty level except for the Wisconsin and Washington boats who have nudged slightly ahead. They're about a half a deck length up on everyone else. Wisconsin, very high, very aggressive. I've got them at 49.5. And I took it twice. Now Washington's lengthened out a little bit. They're at 39, and they have taken a slim lead over Wisconsin. Wisconsin just barely now over lanes 1, 2, and 3, Brown, Drexel, and Navy. And it's Stanford about 3 seats back of those 3. So it is Washington now with about 2 seats over Wisconsin, with Brown, Drexel, and Navy 1 seat behind Wisco, and Stanford moving back on even terms. So 400 meters in, it's Washington at 37, showing a familiar pattern, nosing away into the lead. It's now Washington by about 3/4 of a length over Brown, Drexel, Navy, and Wisconsin, who are essentially level, and Stanford 3 seats behind that. So Washington crosses the 500 meter mark nearly a length in front. It looks like Navy and Wisconsin tied for second, 1 length back. 2 seats further back to Drexel and Brown, and 2 seats behind that to Stanford. So Washington, nice solid push there in the latter parts of the start. They're now at 36, maintaining about a length on Wisconsin and Navy. Wisconsin still going at it very aggressively. I've got them at 38.5. And it's Brown and Drexel still holding on. So I've got Washington 1 length ahead of Navy and Wisconsin, and another seat back to Brown and Drexel, 3 seats further back to Stanford. So we're crossing in front of the Cooper River Boathouse. There's a little push coming on from Drexel. Drexel has moved past Navy, and they're challenging Wisconsin for second place. It looks like the Dragons are putting the hammer down. They're in it to go, and Brown's coming with them. So it's 1 length from Washington back to Drexel. Another seat back maybe to Wisconsin and Brown. Then another 2 seats back to Navy and Stanford, who is drawing back to the field. We'll turn you over to Fred for the second half.
Okay. Very close racing here as they cross through the 1,000-meter pole. It's the Huskies from Seattle out in front. And then it's going to be very close between Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin is clearly in second. Drexel in third, and then they're all within a seat of each other. Brown, Navy, and Stanford all very tightly packed here. So same modus operandi here for the Huskies out front here in lane 4, looking very comfortable rolling within themselves. Let's get a rating on them. They look about 34.5, 35. Is correct, and then all these crews are within 2 seats of each other. Very cool. Looks like Drexel has taken over that second spot from Wisconsin. Drexel in lane 2, having a very nice row here. Wisconsin starting to come on a little bit. I call them in third, but Bruno is right in it here in lane 1 as well. So too close to call. I think Drexel is clearly second, and then anyone else could be third. It's very tight. We'll see who winds it up here in the final 500. But the Huskies making it look easy, way out front, open water, quarter length open. And, again, got to be good communication between that coxswain and stroke bowman so that no signals get dropped. Drexel still in second, but not by much. Bruno coming up. Bruno only a seat down. Wisconsin, Stanford's come up. Wisconsin falling off the pace a little bit. Navy's still in it. And as everyone senses, we've got about 50 strokes to go. How are we going to empty the tank here? Drexel's been very game all the way down, holding on to that second. I don't think anyone's going to catch Washington at this point, open water. And they've got gearing to go. Washington just holding them off. Drexel at 37. Here comes Bruno. Bruno now cranking it up. They want to take that silver medal. Bruno, 38-39, is trying to come up on... But here comes Stanford. Watch Stanford in lane five. The Cardinal making a push. Navy would be fifth and Wisconsin sixth right now. Washington owns this one. Oh, my gosh. They're out there. Open water. But Bruno has got second now. Bruno, here they come. Bruno is sitting up with 20 strokes to go. Can they hold off Drexel? Drexel paid a little bit of a price in the third 500, and I think Bruno is going to get second. Bruno, 39.5 for Bruno. Drexel looks like a good third unless Stanford can mount a charge here. I think Drexel is going to get the bronze. Stanford will be fourth. Navy going really hard, fifth. Very close between Navy and Stanford, and Wisconsin sixth. And that will wrap up the grand final of the men's varsity fours.